You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as always on a Wednesday, I speak to Skulk Lowe, Portfolio Manager, PSG Wealth, Old Oak Division in Cape Town. What a day, Skulk. One simple question for you. Why?
Let's just look at the West, because markets open there, and we're looking at a Nasdaq that is going to end this month, this day. Nvidia up over 10%, AMD up 5.5%. We had ASML that reported today, and a bit of a surprise for the market. Now, we know ASML also a chip maker.
Yeah.
So naturally, everybody is sort of, where they were worried earlier this month when they start seeing some of these counters that's got a bit of a monopoly. We had the Tesla and the EV space and some of these chip makers that disappointed somewhat. ASML that blew them out of the water, and we've had this run. But the one stood out. Microsoft today down. In an environment where the Nasdaq is having a wonderful time, down 1.6%, and that's, I think, I don't want to focus on the negative stuff. We need to celebrate all these positives. But when you look at Microsoft's results, they actually beat expectations. I know a few people will now get a. Tell me what, Skulk, it wasn't really a beat. I mean, 1 cent or 2 cents. It was still a beat. But what this taught us, as the market now is looking at these companies, saying that you can't only beat, you need to beat well if you're trading at these type of multiples. Yes. Microsoft, do you have an extra story? The cloud business, that side of their business doesn't seem to be growing as quickly and did disappoint. But, I mean, as I mentioned, just you need to be beating the expectations and beat them handsomely, otherwise you're going to get punished by the market.
Okay. So there's, people's expectations for the big tech results this week are maybe slightly elevated. But when they sit down and say, right, they've done really, really well, maybe the market comes down a bit, maybe the market goes sideways a bit, but you can't ignore them. Okay, that's the United States of America. And the S&P up 1.5% at the moment on the futures anyway. What about South Africa? Obviously, following the West. But what about specific company news from the Stock Exchange News Service, JSE-listed companies? What stood out today?
New all-time highs. Let's start with that. New yes. all-time highs for JSE Top 40. So what a wonderful, wonderful get it on the market. I mean, we've had these resources today. Oh, man. Man, what a movement. We had a improvement. We've seen... We're going to wait, Paul. Hopefully, we're going to see some good news. Hopefully, it seems like they're going to pave the way, for the first rate cut in September. So this is where everyone is now really becoming extremely bullish. Naturally, with interest rate coming down, that means that some of these commodities, gold included, will look, with a positive perspective. To these counters, Anglo Gold up, close to 5% today. Impala Platinum's up 6%. I mean, just we'll chat about the index later. But when the resource sector in general yielded a 5% return in one day, I mean, that's just where you give yourself high fives. And actually, this clearly helped the market in general. Like I mentioned, Top 40 making new highs, JSE making new highs. Always great if we see this on a final day of the month, because we know we're in the investment business, and usually people tend to look at their statements and a little bit more closer towards the end of the month. So it was a tough month by at certain times, but it did seem like all's well, ends well. You asked about the shares that reported today. I think the two that stood out for me was Woolies. One that I've been verbally I wouldn't say negative, I would just say more pessimistic on. And I've always been focusing on the Australian businesses. And
they really messed up there, didn't they? I mean, in general terms, they had a horrible time. Yeah. But are they cleaning it up?
Yeah, they cleaned up David Jones. We know that. When we look at Country Road, it's still not good. I mean, it's funny how they actually reported this trading update and a trading statement. So it was sort of they're looking at the one side they're looking at a 52-week, and the other one they're looking at a 53-week ended at 30 June. And I'm just going to look at the year-end figures. So when you look at Country Road, and their sales still declined. I mean, when you look at this, let's call it for the year, we're still looking at a close to 7% drop in sales in Country Road. So that side of the business still definitely eating into the total profit side and turnover. The food, beauty, and home side also struggle, but I tend to understand why we're seeing this. I mean, if you're sitting in a high interest rate environment, the consumer, they mentioned quite a few times the consumer, the worrying side, you know, from the consumer side. And I do feel that should we see a shift towards a lower interest rate environment, that let's call it food, the fashion, did I say food? Sorry, fashion, beauty, and home side should improve. But as always, the food retailer really, really doing extremely well. One can say you need to compare apples with apples, but when I see that turnover has grown on the food side 11.2%, I do think that is great news, because naturally that can't only be, you know, inflationary, you know, type of adjustments. That's definitely a growth in turnover, and I think. When I look at the food, personally, I love the techie side, the online side. When you look at they mentioned that online food sales increased by close to 53%.
Yes, but off a very low base, Scott. Come on.
No. But yes, the crutch. Now making up close to 6% of their total food sales.
That's increment, but yeah, it's encouraging.
That's a significant move in my books.
So what they've done, Scalc, sorry to interrupt you, is they've taken have had a look at ShopRite and their 60-minute delivery, whatever it's called, and they've said we want a slice of that, and they've done something similar, maybe.
Yeah. You can see that most of the, I mean, you've got the Pick and Pay, it's Woolies Dash, and you've got all these different makes. But I mean, it's quite interesting to see when the food, because remember, food are fresh produce. I mean, it's things where usually you went and, you know, after work or before work, you stopped and you bought your milk, you bought your bread or whatever you needed for the house. Nowadays, people just tend to, you know, click a few buttons on their phone or their computer and voila. And like I said, 6% of their total food sales, that's significant. It'd be interesting to see if any one of their, you know, big shopping centers contribute 6% of their total sales. I wouldn't think so. So that's significant. But as mentioned, I still think that the Country Road side or Australia side is sort of a ball and chain. Shane, okay. When we look at the actual figures, they have already mentioned that they had the HEPS are going to decrease between 14% and 19%. Is that bad? Yeah, it's bad. But was this expected? Most definitely. Also, I think they're not even going to get close to consensus. Consensus is R4.05 as we still stand here. And when you look at the total group current HEPS expectation, you're looking at R3.50 to R3, let's call it 76. Even if you take midway, let's call it R3.65, this is going to be a big miss of what was expected. So now you would say, well, after what you've just told me, why the share price up 2% if they missed expectations? And pretty much most of the stuff you told me is negative for the first month. Well, I think most of this bad news, we're priced in. And as we stand here, you know, the share price of Woolies year to date is down 17%. And if you compare that to the likes of, let's not use ShopRite, because we know they've had a wonderful 6 months. True is up year to date 22%. The Foschini Group up 21%. So when we're looking at Woolworths, that is down 17%. I think Mr. Market is telling us, well, wait a minute. This might just be the turn of the tide, and maybe the recovery in the second half of this year.
Hedge fund managers, be alert. Sell the clothing retailers and buy the overall mixed retailer Woolies. No, I mean, it's just me saying that, but I would see, wait a second, one up 22%, the other down 17%, both quality companies. Okay, let's get on with it. And the gap will close, probably. Any others on the JSE today?
ASCI, that was well guided. I think I think originally exactly a week ago, you and I chatted about the trading update. Trading update was somewhat disappointing, but remember I told you, let's just see, you know, there's so many impairments, so many ones off that was mentioned in that trading statement, and we would actually like to look at the actual trading model, trading statement, the actual financial results. Came out today, and what a beauty. I mean, a lot of the once offs were sort of now put aside, share price pretty much back and even a little bit up, you know, since the bad trading statement last week, up today 3.2%.
Very good. Bang, bang, as it used to be known on the JSA floor when it was in Diagonal Street. And you were there. African explosives. Bang, bang. Let's have a look at the markets now, Skulk. 18.19 is the dollar rand. British pound against the rand is 23.37. Euro rand is 19.69. Euro dollar, 108.22. Let's look elsewhere. Gold price, it was mired below 2,400 last time we spoke. It's now mired above 2,400. It's now 2,422, which is a nice move, $17 or 0.7%. Platinum also doing well, up over 2% to 986. And a stonkingly good day for palladium, up 4.5% to $917 an ounce, but still in three figures. We need to see those ones from a South African point of view in the four-figure territory, i.e. above 1,000, and I don't think it'll be too long. Right, other ones, S&P 500 futures, look at these things, 1.7% higher, 55.65 for the September futures, US 10-year Treasury bond yield, really, really good performance, and hopefully it's not scuppered by the Fed later, 4.09%. Other commodities, the Brent crude oil price is $80.06, which is up close to 2%. And West Texas crude is close to 3% higher, $76.91. Other commodities, natural gas down 3.3%, copper up nearly 2% after a bit of a bad run. And yeah, that's about it. Steel down nearly 3%, iron ore down a quarter. They need not detain us. And let's now go to the JSE. You've given us a couple of names. You've been throwing around Anglo Gold Ashanti. What shares were up and down on your screen?
Well, as I mentioned, I mean, if you were digging for it and it was in your portfolio, you would have been a happy investor today. So now I must say, you know, to me, I look at a screen usually, and I'd say, well, what's the winners versus the losers, you know, comparison or ratio?
Yeah.
And you really need to go and try and find those losers. I think you've pretty much mentioned every single loser, you know, on the market. The rest of the market was pretty much just positive. But, yeah, Stillwater Sibanye's, you know, 7.5%. Harmony, 7.2. Goldfield, 6.2. Impala Platinum, 5.6. I mean, and then you've got the RCLs that just popped up there, you know, at the 5%. And then it continues again. Anglo Gold, 4.8%. Northern, 4.3%. So, wonderful day for the diggers. And long may it last, because we know, and if the diggers do well, you know, South African economy do well. And that's always good for our current account, which is good for our rand.
Very good. On the downside, Alpha Min down 1.75%, HCI down 1.6%, Afrimat down 1.1%, Vukile a 1.1% loser, and Grindrod down 1.1%. I'm not saying they're rats and mice, but they're not as significant as Harmony, Sibanye, Goldfields, Impala Platinum, which are on my screen. You can't get on the screen if you're less than 5.5% higher on the day, which is really good news. What do you expect from the Fed tonight before we close this, Skulk?
I think they will guide. I think this time around they will guide. We've had the jolts came out last night. I don't know if you chatted about that, the new job openings, and definitely a little bit better than expected, but still declining. Now for the listeners that says, well, why is that important? Well, I've often said it. Just go take a graph, take the jolts or the US new job openings, and put that on the same graph as the S&P 500, and you see they pretty much, you know, mirror each other. As new job openings increases, that's naturally good for the economy. So Powell, I think it was 3 weeks ago to Congress, he made two things very, very clear. He said, well, we don't have the most, you know, unbelievable, the most exploding economy anymore. The economy clearly is starting to show some signs of you know, struggle. And also he mentioned the job market. Job market definitely now much more in a balance. It was interesting to see, you know, that still last month the new job quits. People that easily job, but something like 3.1 million people, you know, quit their job and just move to another job. That is starting to show some strain as well. So job market is showing some signs of. So I think today, he will most probably guide and give us some direction that they will most probably look at September as the first you know, drop.
And especially as we've seen some giant retailers in the United States come out with disappointing numbers, Domino's Pizza, Starbucks, and McDonald's. And I think they'll look at that and say, okay, maybe it's a bit premature to have a knee-jerk reaction to these numbers, but the consumer is under pressure and they will cut rates. I wouldn't be surprised if they surprised us, but it's a very outside chance, like a 10% chance. But September, definitely, Skulk.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think if they cut now, I don't think they're going to do that. You're 100% right. If we look at, you know, currently as we stand here, it's a 97% probability of remaining unchanged. So as you mentioned, 3% outside chance. If you look at the CME, the Fed tool, CME group, they use that a lot. Only 3%. But if we look at the as we stand in September now, they're looking at an 88% probability of the first hike.
So there we go.
Going to be interesting.
September it is. Give us the closing JSE indices quickly, if you would.
So JSE today, as mentioned, had a whopper of a day. Closed at 82,765 points. It's up 1.93. Top 40, as mentioned, new all-time high, 75,662 points, up 2.1% for the day. Resources, star, 4.6%. Industrials also joining the party, 1.1%. Financials, 1.6%. And even the SA property had a wonderful day. They they improved by 1.1%. When we look at the value traded, not too bad day. I mean, you would, for the past, let's call it a few days, we've had a not the best of let's call it volumes, but today we had a 25 billion value traded.
A month end book squaring, whatever it is, day to make sure that those portfolio letters popping through your letterbox or onto your screen look good. But long may it continue. 25 billion, not too shabby at all. Skulk, thank you so much for your time. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.